In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If a doctor were to tell any one of us that we had an illness that was going to kill us unless we made radical changes in our lifestyle, most of us would make those changes. We might not be happy about it, but we would make those changes because we would want to live. It would be nice if when you go to the doctor and you had such an illness that they could tell you no changes were necessary, you could just continue on as you always have, eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. But we all know that if we had such an illness and a doctor told us that we would probably need to look for another doctor, because that's not likely to make a difference in terms of our health. We expect the cure to an illness to be unpleasant and difficult, and that's almost always the case. We, as fallen human beings, have an illness of the soul, and it's so serious of an illness that to provide the means for the cure, Christ died on the cross for our sins. And now the physician of our souls tells us in the gospel what the cure is. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So what does it mean to deny ourselves? Well, we can think about in the scriptures, even in the gospels themselves, of an example of somebody denying something, and that would be St. Peter denying Christ before the crucifixion. Think about how emphatically St. Peter said, "I don't have anything to do with this person. I don't know them." Well, of course, in that case, that was a sinful denial. But when we're talking about ourselves, when we're talking about our sinful desires, that's the attitude that we should have. I don't think have anything to do with that old man, that sinful nature. Denying ourselves means that we leave our sinful life. Sin through which the fall occurred has so encompassed our nature that it has become as if it was natural. And so the denial of sin becomes a denial of that nature. Our illness lies also in our fallen free will. And so we have to freely choose to deny ourselves and to take up our cross. That's why Christ says, "Whosoever will." He is inviting us, but he's not forcing us. What does it mean to take up our cross? It means to renounce our citizenship in this world and be willing to endure the mocking and the derision that comes with that. Taking up our cross means that we courageously are willing to endure the difficult, unseen labor and agony and the torment for the sake of the Gospels as we war with our own passions, as we war with the sin that lives in us, and as we war with the spirits of evil that make war against us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, as St. Paul tells us. Taking up our cross means that we have to humbly submit ourselves to those temporary sorrows that afflict us, that divine providence sees fit to allow us to have to deal with for the cleansing away of our sins. What does it mean to take up our cross specifically? One thing it means, in the Gospel of Luke, the very same account, we find that St. Luke added the word daily to taking up our cross. Now, Christ probably said the things that we find in the gospel on more than one occasion, and it's certainly quite possible that Christ said it both ways, but it's also possible that St. Luke was just trying to explain to his mostly Gentile audience what Christ was really trying to say, and he was expanding on that a little bit and just saying that it's not a one-time thing, it's not just you become a Christian and then you're okay. It means that daily you take up your cross. Also, it means that we have to follow Christ, and that's why he says, take up our cross daily and follow him. That means that we have to study the Gospels, having the Gospels as our only guide for the activity of our mind, heart, and body, and it means that we have to adapt our thoughts and our actions to the Gospels, tuning our feelings, the feelings of our heart, to the Gospels, and serving and expressing those Gospels in our deeds and in every action. Only a person who has chosen the path of humility freely in obedience and submission to God is capable of following Christ and of receiving the healing that Christ is talking about today. So let us, as we bow down bodily to venerate the precious cross of the Lord today, bow down also in spirit. Whatever difficulties we may face in life, let us each confess from our own cross, I have received the due reward of my deeds. Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. Let us learn to take up our cross daily and to follow Christ, our supreme example, and the one who, by his death upon the cross, made it possible for us to follow him, to die with him, and to rise with him. Amen.